أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment and justice, has to come. But before that, while in this world, the condition of the world is such, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اُسِي سَي مَانْتِ هِي جُو كُوِي هِي آسْمَانْ مِنْ اَرْ زَمِينْ مِنْ. Whoever is in the heavens and the earth are always in a state of begging from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In other words, everyone, every split second is in need of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala alone, even without the help of the malaika or anyone, is seeing to the needs of each and every person. The creation of Allah Ta'ala is all different. There are human beings, there are jinnat, there are human beings, there are animals, there are birds, there are insects, there are trees, there is the mountains, there is the seas, whatever we can think of, everything, every moment is in need of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is in control of everything. And in a human being, if he thinks within himself also, his eyes, for them to be operating, it's not just operating on its own like that, it is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So everyone is asking of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are you, who have got life in them, human beings and jinnat, and in them those who are believers, they directly ask, and those who are the close believers, who are conscious, they continuously ask Allah Ta'ala for goodness, for protection of their body, of their lives, of their wealth, of everything, because only Allah is in control. And from here we can also understand and get the ma'rifat of how great Allah is. Our minds are very small, and what we don't know, our minds are such that we easily deny it. We cannot comprehend all the 6-7 billion people of the world together. Our brains together cannot comprehend Allah Ta'ala. As the judge Akbar Ilahabadi said, "Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata." You come in my heart, I believe in you, O Allah, but I cannot fathom you with my brains. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. From this I understood, this is your who you are, that we cannot fathom you. You are beyond our being, our fathoming you. And then again, of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, everyone is different. There are no two people who are alike. Everyone's needs are different. Every moment our needs change all the time. Now we had to get up for Fajr, it was necessary to get up. Then we might go and have a little nap, it's necessary to get sleep again. Then we are hungry, it's necessary to have food. Then we want to relieve ourselves, necessary to have a toilet. Every moment our needs are changing all the time. So Allah is seeing to all the time, and Allah is such, kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Har roz uske ek dhanda hai. Every day Allah has got a shan, has got work. For us to understand it, every moment Allah is busy, very, very busy, seeing to the needs of all His creation. Not the 6-7 billion people only, all the jinnat, all the animals, all the mountains, all the seas, every moment, all the time, not the billionth of a moment, but all the time Allah is seeing to the needs of each and every one. And Allah Ta'ala is increasing somebody in good, Allah is decreasing somebody. Somebody, because of his piety, Allah is rewarding him and giving him good in return. Somebody, because of his insincerity, because of his sins, etc., Allah is keeping him back. Allah is punishing somebody. All the time, Allah Ta'ala is in some work or the other. On one occasion, the ambassador of the Roman Empire came to the Muslim country with a gift for the king, and said that the king has posed three questions that we must ask, and the ulama of the Muslims must reply those three questions. Nobody could reply those questions. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was still a young boy at that time, was also present. He asked his father permission if he could answer. He said, oh, by all means, go ahead. He went and he asked that person who came, that are you going to ask the questions and must I give the answers? He said, yes. He said, in that case, the person who asks must be at the bottom, cannot be sitting on the chair on the throne. And the person who is the teacher, he must be sitting on top, he must be sitting on the chair on the throne. So the person complied, he came down, and you know, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, he said, on the throne. Then he said, ask your questions. He said, the first question is, that who, what was there before Allah? So he asked him, do you know mathematics? He said, yes. He said, what is before one? He said, zero. So he said, when the figurative one has got nothing before it, then the real one, how can there be anything before it? So he was satisfied with that answer and everyone. The second question he asked, that at this moment, Allah's Noor, in which direction is it directed? So he asked, if you light a lamp, and the light of that lamp, in which direction is it directed? He said, in all directions. So he said, when an ordinary lamp of this dunya can give his light in all directions, then Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, why can't his light be in all directions at the same time? Then he asked his third question, that what is Allah doing at this moment? So he said, Allah took a dishonored, a disbeliever like you and took you from the throne and the chair and put you on the ground. And honored a believer like me and took me from the ground and put me on the chair. So Allah is busy with his work all the time, continuously. So this is the condition of Allah. When that is the case, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O jinn and man, which of the favors of Allah Ta'ala will you then deny? Accept and understand and appreciate the favors, enjoy the ni'mat of Allah, and the greatest ni'mat is to understand Allah Ta'ala Himself, that how great Allah is, what His Qudrat is, how His works are, and how He is running the affairs of the world continuously, all by Himself. Outwardly He uses the asbab of a malaika, of human beings, of factories, of farms, of rain falling, of rivers flowing, all that. But the actual doer, a believer must have in his heart, is Allah alone, is the doer of all these things. Wa akhiru da'wana.